Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Clear skies today with high of 76. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 53. Clear skies tomorrow, highs around 93. Dry Sunday and Monday under sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 83 Tuesday, 85 Wednesday, and 87 on Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Three major development projects in Hays are moving forward after city commissioners approved funding.
The investment you guys are making in downtown is just fabulous. It already is a destination, and you guys are ensuring that continues. And I know you're going to do more things all over the place. I'm sure. I can't wait to see what's in your future. But for now, very grateful to downtown.
That's Mayor Sandy Jacobs. The former Hays State Bank building will be transformed into luxury short-term rentals thanks to a $300,000 grant. A housing project at 10th and Walnut also received approval, and Michael Graham Rentals plans 48 downtown apartments. I'm J.P. Bazant.
The Kansas Food Bank is celebrating 40 years in service. The nonprofit was founded in 1984 when it opened a small warehouse on Mosley Street and has donated over 17 million pounds of food in 40 years. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Have you lost CanCare? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Monday, Governor Kelly announced that the state of Kansas will cover the state licensing background check and fingerprinting fees for child care providers who are seeking initial licensure or licensure renewal through 2025 or until the available funds are expended. The fee coverage will assist new child care providers by reducing startup costs and continue to support existing providers as they retain their licensure. Covering these fees will lower the startup costs for child care businesses, costs that often become too large of a barrier to overcome. And additionally, this action will incentivize more unlicensed providers to become licensed, ensuring safer care based on industry best standards. And for current providers, the decision to cover these fees is another way Kansas has invested in Kansas's child care workforce and continues to provide them with critical support. Local jurisdictions may charge fees unrelated to those imposed by the state, so providers should consult their local health departments or local resource and referral agencies to learn more about the applicable local fees in their jurisdiction. To learn more about becoming a child care provider, you can visit childcareinkansas.com/providers. The Kansas Department of Children and Families has extended the application deadline for the 2024 Summer EBT program, a new federal program that's designed to help eligible families offset some of the cost of buying food for their school-aged children during the summer. Summer EBT, also known as Sunbucks in other states, is a partnership between the Department for Children and Families, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Food and Nutrition Service, and the Kansas Department of Education, and the program provides families a one-time installment of $120 per each eligible school-aged child to buy groceries over the summer. Applications will be accepted through the Department for Children and Families online self-service portal at dcfapp.kees.ks.gov until 5 p.m. on Tuesday, October 15th, and families will need to use their existing account through the Department for Children and Families self-service portal or create an account to apply. Children may be eligible for the program if the child attended a Kansas school offering the National School Lunch or School Breakfast Program and the household income met the requirements for free or reduced price school meals at any point during the 2023-2024 school year, or the school-aged child, aged between 7 and 17 years old, received food assistance, TANF, and or foster care benefits at any point during the 2023-2024 school year. To learn more about the summer EBT program, you can visit dcf.ks.gov. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $250,000 will be available through a third round of Strategic Economic Expansion and Development, or SEED, grants, and the SEED program supports economic development and revitalization efforts in smaller counties across Kansas through investments in quality of life initiatives. Tolan said SEED grants are a vital part of their commitment to ensuring every community in Kansas has the opportunity to succeed. He said these grants are creating a real impact in rural communities by helping them build stronger local economies and enhancing the quality of life for residents. And by investing in these communities, they continue laying the foundation for long-term growth and prosperity. Local governments, economic development organizations, chambers of commerce, and other organizations in towns not previously awarded a SEED grant are eligible to apply, and applicants must provide a minimum 10% match and complete the project within 12 months of receiving the grant funds. The SEED grant applications are currently open and will close at 11:59 p.m. on Monday, November 8th, with the grant awardees to be announced in mid-December. For more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
As cold and flu season approaches, Norton County Hospital and Clinics is here to keep you healthy. Follow these simple tips to stay well. Wash up often and scrub hands for at least 20 seconds. Cough into your elbow to prevent spreading germs. Avoid sharing food and utensils. Get the shot. The flu vaccine is your best defense. Keep your distance from anyone who's sick. And if you're feeling unwell, stay at home and recover. Stay healthy and enjoy a flu-free season.
Governor Kelly has proclaimed the month of October as Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Awareness Month, as the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is committed to reducing childhood lead poisoning in the state due to its irreversible and lifelong health effects. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Chief Medical Officer Dr. Derek Trotten said children under the age of 6 years old are at a greater risk for lead poisoning, and this is because they're growing rapidly and tend to put items and their hands in their mouths, play in dirt, and explore their environments through touch and taste. And these developmentally normal behaviors in young children place them at high risk of lead poisoning if they live in an older home with peeling or chipping lead paint, or in homes with bare soil that has been contaminated with lead. Exposure to lead has been shown to result in learning and behavior problems, even at low levels, and most of the children in Kansas are exposed to lead through lead-based paint, contaminated lead dust, and older water pipes and plumbing. There are other ways for children to be exposed. However, there are also many things you can do to protect your family from lead exposure. In Kansas, 11.7% of children less than 6 years old were tested for lead poisoning from 2019 to 2023. So if you suspect your child may have been exposed to lead, talk to your child's health care provider about having your child tested for lead in their blood, as there's no safe blood lead level in children, and the only way to know if a child has been exposed is to get a blood test. For more information and resources to support the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's work on childhood lead poisoning and prevention, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/leadfreekids. It's a busy time for farmers with fall harvest underway, so the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Lieutenant Candace Breshears, the Kansas Highway Patrol Public Information Officer, stated that as the busy farming season is underway, each traveler in Kansas needs to be more aware of increased farm implement and truck traffic, because in Kansas, there are many trucks exiting and entering the roadways at any given time, and traveling around these vehicles requires extra caution. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour, and farm equipment is often wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when sharing the road. Caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. Some tips to keep in mind include to not assume the farmer knows that you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farmer pulls to the right side of the road, it does not necessarily mean it's turning right or allowing you to pass. Be patient, think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed, and pay attention, because when you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. Funeral services for Sonia Montgomery, 89, formerly of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, October 5th, at the Norton Christian Church, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. A visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Friday, October 4th, also at the church, and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Christian Church or Manhattan Christian College and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Mass of Christian Burial for Annaline Lacey, 105 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, October 5th, at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Norton, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Friday, October 4th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and a wake service and rosary will follow the visitation at 7 p.m., also at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church or the Lewy Body Dementia Association and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As you might have heard, the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance announced yesterday evening that they've reached a tentative agreement to end the strike that has crippled East and Gulf Coast ports since Tuesday. The labor contract between the two sides has been extended to January 15th next year, which will enable all parties to return to the bargaining table to resolve the issues. Mike Seifert, president and CEO of the National Grain and Feed Association, released a statement last night saying it's a relief that the tentative agreement has been reached and that the ports will be open for business once again, for U.S. farm products to flow smoothly to domestic and international markets. It's essential for all parts of the supply chain to be fully functioning. He said the shutdown of these vital shipping ports was already starting to create big problems for NGFA members and America's farmers during harvest season. He said left unresolved, that strike could have led to higher transportation costs for ag shippers and jeopardized valuable customer relationships. Now, Mike Steenhoek, who is the executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, he said it's welcome news that operations along the East and Gulf Coast ports will immediately resume. He said it's never a good time to have a port strike. It was particularly an unfortunate time given our nation's current economic challenges and the all-hands-on-deck need to respond to the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Farmers are among those who experience the highest degree of unpredictability and uncertainty. He said, despite the challenges, farmers show remarkable ability to predictably and reliably provide food for U.S. and international customers. Therefore, not unreasonable to insist that port workers and port operators operate to a similar degree of reliability. This is the
Get ready for the ultimate aerial thrill. Thunder over the Heartland Air Show. Presented by CoreFirst Bank and Trust. October 11th through the 13th. Experience heart-pounding excitement with the U.S. Air Force Thunderbird and world-renowned aerobatic star Rob Holland. Don't miss the spectacular night show with Nathan Hammond lighting up the sky with fireworks and pyrotechnics. Sparks will fly and the sky will shake at this incredible three-day event. Get your tickets now at thunderairshow.com.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. but I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, the Kansas Drought Monitor was released yesterday, and once again, we see about 46% of the state in some sort of drought, or at least abnormally dry. Conditions are worsening just a little bit, especially after this long stretch of dry weather that we have been in. We're going to be a little bit more concerned going into next week, because as it appears now, the GFS computer models are showing very little, if any, chance of rain all the way through October 19th. There are some signs coming by the end of the month that we could see some rain. And usually this is a time of year that is pretty active for us. We get a lot of rainfall across the state, but just not happening right now due to the pattern we're in. In fact, the western two-thirds of the country, pretty much most all of the country, is dealing with some sort of dry weather. So 44% of the state is at least abnormally dry. 40.5% is in a moderate drought. And that includes areas of central Kansas, where when we have gusty winds tomorrow and elevated warm temperatures, that is going to mean we'll have some fire danger threat. Severe drought extends over mainly parts of south central and southeastern Kansas, the extreme north central part of the state near Beloit and northwestern Kansas in and around Goodland. For northwestern Kansas today, sunny with a high temperature in the mid-70s. It'll be breezy at times. Clear tonight, our low in the low 50s. Sunny on Saturday with a high 92. North central Kansas, sunny, dry today with a high in the upper 70s. Clear in 50s tonight. Then tomorrow, windy and hot. This is where we're concerned about the fire danger threat with a high 95. Northeastern Kansas, sunny, not as warm. Today's high in the low 80s. Clear tonight and 62. For southwestern Kansas, very warm today. Our high temperature in the upper 70s. Clear in mid-50s tonight. South central Kansas, sunny today with a high in the mid-80s. Southeastern Kansas, sunny near 90 later on this afternoon. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But sometimes we don't see what's right in front of us. Victory over cancer is in front of us. Right now, cancer research is saving lives. Cancer research, funded by the V Foundation, is leading to new discoveries and new treatments, and ultimately, one day, victory over cancer. Right now, one out of every two men and one out of every three women will get cancer in their lifetime. Now is your moment. You may save someone you love. The V Foundation has the skill, the speed, and the strength to achieve victory over cancer. Because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at v.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.